Hello there. What are we going to call this? Welcome to the Ginny Wijnaldum potential contract extension discussion special, coming in your ears. It's a niche kind of show. I don't think it's got more than one show in it, if I'm totally honest, but you never know. Me, Neil, Phil Blundell and Christian Walsh are going to pick the bones out of everything we can think of to do with the Ginny Wijnaldum potential contract extension situation. The reason we're having this big old chat about one player's contract is that we found ourselves chatting about it. And the more we did, we realised it played into a whole range of issues at the club right now. So we thought we'd explore them for your delight and benefit. Somebody making noises in my ear.
Yeah, it was my computer. Apologies.
Phil Blundell, he's up and running. Right, so maybe I should start with you, Phil. Well, where to start? It does seem odd. You know, we've said this before, we'll have to say it again. It seems odd that a player of Ginny's stature, establishment in the Liverpool first 11, is still only on his first contract at Liverpool. It's a weird thing. I can't think of any other player who's quite in as parallel a situation as Ginny.
Yeah, it is. It does feel very strange how it's got to this when you think that they've done a lot in the midfield over the four and a half, five years he's been here. You think we've signed Fabinho, we signed Keita, we signed Oxlade-Chamberlain, we signed Thiago, Jordan Henderson signed a new contract, James Milner signed a new contract. There's a lot going on, and it is all just a bit weird that, you know, 2018, when he'd been here, what, 2 years, or 2019, after we've won the European Cup and he's got 2 years left, that his agent or someone at the club doesn't appear to have been any form of foresight into the fact that we could get to this. And it's a bit weird that no one in the Wijnaldum camp thought, you know what, he's just played in the last two Champions League finals, maybe he's worth more money than he's on now. And Liverpool haven't thought, hang on, he plays quite regularly, maybe we should tie him down and protect his value. You know, just because you give him a new contract in 2018 doesn't mean you have to play him in 2022, for example. It just feels like it's almost like a sort of, how's it come to this situation for me? A bit weird.